Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in 100 different directions? Like your brain's running on overdrive, buzzing with notifications, to-do lists, and that nagging feeling that there's just not enough time in the day? You know that feeling when your chest is tight, your shoulders are tense, and that knot of anxiety starts forming in your stomach? Welcome to the club. Today, we're diving deep into a superpower that can help you combat all that stress and anxiety, mindfulness. Now, before you picture yourself sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting, hear me out. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind or becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about being present in the moment, paying attention to what's happening right now, without judgment. Think of it like hitting the pause button on that mental hamster wheel spinning out of control. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you harness the power of mindfulness and chill out, even amidst all that digital chaos. First up, recognize your triggers. What situations or thoughts send your stress level soaring? Is it a certain app notification, a crowded commute, or that never-ending email inbox? Once you know what sets you off, you can start to manage those triggers. Maybe it's turning off notifications for non-essential apps during work hours, taking a quick walk to clear your head, or even setting aside specific times to check emails instead of constantly being glued to your phone. Next, practice mindful breathing. Seriously, this is a game changer. When you feel that anxiety creeping in, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, hold for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Focusing on your breath can calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. Embrace the power of just noticing. Don't judge your thoughts or feelings. Just observe them like clouds passing by. See that anxious thought about a work deadline? Acknowledge it, but don't let it take over. Imagine it as a little cloud floating across your mental sky. You can even give it a silly name like Mr. Worried and watch him drift away. Find moments of stillness throughout your day. It doesn't have to be a full-blown meditation session. Even 5 minutes of quiet time can make a difference. Find a cozy spot, close your eyes, and simply listen to the sounds around you. Notice the feeling of your body on the chair, the warmth of the sun on your skin, or the gentle hum of the refrigerator in the background. Finally, remember that mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when your mind feels like it's running wild, and that's okay. Just keep practicing, be kind to yourself, and celebrate those moments when you feel more grounded and at peace. Think about the last time you were completely absorbed in something, reading a good book, playing a game, or even just having a deep conversation with a friend. Notice how your mind quieted down, how the worries of the day seemed to fade away, and how you felt fully present in that moment. That's the power of mindfulness. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state, allowing you to feel calmer, more focused, and more connected to yourself and the world around you. Remember that stressful situation I mentioned earlier? Imagine you're stuck in traffic, feeling frustrated and overwhelmed by the honking cars and creeping crawl of the road ahead. Instead of letting anger take over, try practicing mindfulness. Take a few deep breaths, notice the sounds of your surroundings, the rumble of engines, the chirping of birds, even the faint scent of exhaust fumes. Observe the world around you without judgment, and focus on the sensation of your hands gripping the steering wheel. By shifting your attention away from the stressful situation and towards the present moment, you can start to calm down and regain control. So there you have it. 5 powerful strategies to help you harness the power of mindfulness and reduce stress and anxiety in your daily life. Remember, this isn't about becoming a superhuman meditator. It's about incorporating small, mindful practices into your routine that make a big difference over time. Take a deep breath, be kind to yourself, and start embracing the present moment. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice mindfulness in your daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and share it with a friend who could use a little stress-busting magic. See you tomorrow for another dose of digital ADHD survival tips.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.